in the past few minutes has been entertained by the world-famous B.B. King's Blues Band, directed by Mr. James Bowden. How about a nice hand for the blues? Thank you, and right here, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we have to bring him down front for his first and only time of the evening. So how about it, a nice warm welcome for the one and only, the King of the Blues, the exciting Mr. B.B.
Ladies and gentlemen, the noise you hear over to my right, it's because I called this young man a young guitarist. And compared to my age, he's very young. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Charlie Dennis on the guitar. Charlie Dennis. Keyboard, Mr. Van Treese, Ernest Van Treese, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, and if you got another little taste, give us the bass, he was in on it too. Thank you, I'd like to do the next tune. It's sort of my life story. Growing up in my native state, Mississippi, I used to hear people later talk about the ghettos. I never knew anything about ghettos. I did know about farming though, the pigs and the hogs and all that. I'd be plowing sometimes, and especially in July. It would get pretty hot around Indianola, Mississippi in July. I remember this mule I used to plow, we called him Big Ben. I wasn't stirring too much. Sometimes I think Ben would feel sorry for me. You're not stiff, are you? Anyway, starting off as a blues singer, blues musician from the country, you go to town on a Saturday. First thing I'd like to mention, I never saw lights like this, electric lights. I never saw those until I was almost 17 years old. I never saw a TV. We never had a radio until I was in my teens. First time I saw a television, I wondered who it was talking to me. But you know, I wouldn't change that growing up out there in the country. But for a few things. One of the things, I wouldn't get married till after 40. However, this is sort of my story. It seems like everybody wanna put me down because I'm a blues man, but I'm a good man. Understand? Went down to the bus station, looked up on the wall. My money was too late. I couldn't go nowhere at all. You see, I'm a poor man, a blues man, but I'm a good man. You're good to us. Thank you so much. Previous tune, we featured the young man on the horn. That's Stanley Abernathy. Give a little taste of this. Thank you. We also featured Melvin Jackson on the... whatever it is. That's Melvin Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
band leader, his name is James Bolden, but we call him Boogaloo. Boogaloo. Ladies and gentlemen, make him happy, please. Boogaloo. We also featured on the big baritone, that's Walter King. Walter King. We thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. Quite a few tight-lipped men. Well, first I want to tell you this, gentlemen. A lot of times we play concerts, and after the concert, the men are mad with me. Angry with me. Would have gotten my supper if it wasn't for that old B.B. King. But you see, when I come out this way, this is like north for us, you know. I leave Mississippi, come out here, you just north. I don't understand the way you speak. You see, you speak so perfectly. Your diction is perfect. But down home, you know, you got, well, to y'all. We're going over to Lucille's for breakfast. Going over to Charlie's house for dinner, and then we'll come back over to Ridge's house for supper. here and he all said, oh, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Keep me confused. I don't even know what you're talking about. However, you see, usually after a concert, the gentleman and his lady go home. Most times, the gentleman will go into the parlor or the sitting room, whatever you call it. He'll sit down and pick up a USA Today and pretend to read. Usually, the lady, she'll go into the bedroom. 10 minutes later, she'll come out of the bedroom, go to the kitchen, usually pour some coffee or tea, whatever she drinks. But he noticed that tonight, she didn't offer him any. She went back to the bedroom. That doggone be beginning. 10 minutes later, she'll come out of the bedroom, and this time she's just in bedroom clothes. She'll go into the kitchen, pour more coffee or tea or whatever she's drinking, and she seems to hurry back to the bedroom. Next thing he hears the door open. Doggone baby. Well, fellas, tonight I don't want you to be angry with me. So, if you're going to sing, you better try to get permission. I don't want you going home angry with me because you didn't get your supper. So, I'm going to give you a chance to get permission, that is, by asking. You know, it's just no matter. Ladies are smarter than we are. And most ladies, you know, for one thing, tell you this, all ladies, in my opinion, are beautiful. All ladies are beautiful. Most of them are pretty like you are. You see, I've never seen an ugly woman. Gift to the planet. All of them are beautiful. But they can be mean. So, fellas, trust me, you better get permission if you're going to sing. Now that, take a rhythm. All right, I'm going to give him a couple more minutes. You know, when you start to get old as I like I am, quite often you meet a lot of young people like yourselves. They look at an older person like me and say, you 81 years old? Yep, 81 years old. Then somebody was like, oh, you look pretty good for your age. The old person just sit there because whatever he said is going to be wrong. So he just sit there like a big bullfrog. I'm not saying anything. But he's thinking to himself, how in the world can a 26, 7, or 80-year-old know what an 81-year-old should look like? So you just sit there. Then finally someone will say, at your age, you must have good medical attention. Yeah. I've got good medical attention. Dr. Viagra. Nurse Levitra. And chief doctor is Dr. Cialis. A lady walked up to me last week and she said, B, I said, yes, dear. She said, I think I want my husband to meet your doctors. I said, okay. Where's your husband? He's out there someplace. How old is your husband? Oh, he's 35. How old are you? Oh, I'm 23. Tell you what, leave your husband right where he's at. You come go with me and I'll introduce you. Another thing that happens to you when you start getting old, you start growing things. A lot of things start falling off that you haven't grown already. I remember I had something they called cataracts. I said cataracts, not cataracts. So my doctor told me, he said, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take them off. But I found out, like a lot of the kids say today, doctors are hot today. They're really hot. Well, they can take things off of you. Never hurt you at all. I remember they was carrying me to the operating room. I'm lying down on this, whatever it was. But I know that was this beautiful young lady holding my left hand. And I'm weird about my hands. Ever since I left the flowers, I put my hand on nothing but Lucille. Nothing. But she was holding my hand and I didn't mind. They had this big jug, looked like a big jug of corn liquor over my head. They got a little something coming down from that jug that's going in my hand. I don't know what it was, but I'm feeling good. Young lady looked at me and said, "Hey, oh, you all right? Yeah." I think my doctor got a little word. He said, "B, yeah. You all right? Yeah." For real, though, they took me in there and they took it off with one eye. That's the only thing I didn't like. When they take the cataracts off, they don't take it off both eyes. They just take off one and you have to wait a month or so before they do the other one. So you walk around for all this time, like a one-eyed cat peeping through a seafood store. So to amuse myself, I'd go downtown, find the longest street I could find, and where another street crosses it, and I'd sit there, take my stool, and sit down. Later then, I could watch walk this way, that way, this way. And I'd sit there and work that one good out of day. But you know, some ladies don't like for you to watch them while they walk. They'll smack you. I'd be sitting up there and sometime a lady passed me and she stopped right quick. When she stopped like that, I'd drop a nickel and pretend to be picking it up. They're too young, they don't understand. However, they gotta be really numb. Okay, let's try it. That's what happened. Happens to man to be. To me, got to mess with that old apple tree. Ain't it just like a woman?
Just like a woman.
Ain't gonna make it. I'm gonna try it again. Thanksgiving. They always have an after Thanksgiving Day sale. All the big stores, Neiman and Marcus, Macy's, Walmart. The ladies on the hip trip, they know about it. 1:30 a.m., you see ladies in line. I turn over and watch TV and look like about 150 ladies in line. But I turn over again and notice there's a guy, a dude, you know, way in the back. And I turn over the next time, he doesn't work his way all the way up to the front. You don't get in the front of no ladies when they're shopping. Next time I turn over and looked at the TV, they was beating the hell out of me. I bet you won't do it next Thanksgiving. But you know, when I was growing up, get all the little money, you might have a crap game down at the end of one of the cotton rows. Get lucky and win, you know, $25, $30. Come over and give it to your lady.
She said, oh, thank you.
That's it, baby. Everything I get, you got. It's all yours. Nowadays, you bring a lady some money. Hey, honey, this is for you. What? What you giving me that for? You must want something. I know you ain't got no job. Did you steal it? No, you must be selling drugs or something. However, it seemed to me, sometimes though, there are a few ladies sometimes look at you and say, thank you. I think I'm going to let that alone. Well, anyway, fellas, I did the best I could. Since there's an oldest thing in the house, I think we better take it out. English is not their native language. So what I usually say to them, gentlemen, if you know the song, you can sing. If you don't, hum it. If you don't feel like you can hum it, just pretend you are. So I'm going to say the same thing to you tonight, gentlemen. You got your lady or your person with you. Well, you're all right. Now, are you ready? Seems like that too, said no. Anyway, let's hum it. Mistakes, and I made one a few minutes ago when I didn't play one for you, and your lady and you and your person. I saw four guys when the lights was on and looking at each other. As if to say, don't look at me, what me? I didn't look at and I ain't, don't look at me that way either. So this one is for you and yours. We title it, Darling, You Know I Love You.
Thank you.
She could be jiving too. Nobody loves me but my mother. She could be jiving too. When you do the thing you do, I said that's the hardest, baby. Ever since the day we met,
because when I leave you this time,
back. No more. No more. So good now. Cause I'm gonna roam this mean old highway until the day I die.
Thank you.
At the keyboard is Mr. Vantries, Ernest Vantries. Make a record, please. Thank you. On the bass, Reggie Richards. Reggie Richards. Thank you. The drums, Caleb Winfrey Jr. Caleb Winfrey. Guitar, Charlie Dennis, ladies and gentlemen. And now our band leader. This young man's been with me 28 years. Every night you come on the stage, he always shakes his boogie. Shake your boogie a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, a while back in the show, I mentioned that the band and I have played 90 different countries around the world. This young man has announced my name in all many of them. He can dance a little bit too.
Ladies and gentlemen, the atmosphere, King of the Blues, worldwide. He became horns were powered by Yamaha. To the next time, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Brian.